Thank you, Madam President. I am truly delighted to congratulate you on your appointment as President. I have full confidence that your able leadership and dedicated efforts will guide the conference to a successful conclusion. We pay tribute to all the efforts put forth by you, your team, the ISU, and others in preparing this meeting. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation throughout the process of the conference. Madam President, over the years in this forum, we have made great progress in containing the indiscriminate effects of certain conventional weapons, taking into account both international humanitarian law and the legitimate security concerns of states. At the same time, given the nature of the convention itself, we have to make efforts so that it adapts to changing circumstances and is able to meet the challenges ahead. First, universalization of the convention and its protocols is a major priority. In particular, we attach great importance to accession to amended Article 1 of the convention, which expands the scope of application to the most common current type of armed conflicts. We also recognize that the sponsorship program has made us one step closer to our goal of universalization. The Republic of Korea is prepared to join the program this year. Second, compliance. A matter of great importance requires state parties to take up domestic law amendments and related measures and to keep them reflected in the national reports. National reporting is the essence of the transparency mechanism and confidence-building measures, and accordingly, the establishment of a mechanism to promote national reporting is another task to be completed. Third, we need to fine-tune the scope and mandate of the convention, of the convention, with a view to avoiding repetition of the work which has already been done in other fora, and focus on more value-added and action-oriented approaches. Fourth, we are aware of and concerned about the grave humanitarian and developmental impact of the uncontrolled use of anti-vehicle mines. This is also an important area that we must examine together and closely collaborate to address the challenges. Lastly, we are ready to discuss the issue of laws. We welcome the recommendations of the group of experts last April, and we look forward to further discussions. I thank you, Madam President.